Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations out there on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and unselected Salem Media stations across the country in some of the largest markets in America, as well as some leading independents out there scattered in just for good measure. And thank you very much wherever and however you're listening to us, especially around the world on the internet. And hello to Maria in Germany listening to us on Radio Waves. And hello to our listeners in India listening to us on Radio Guana. And that's also we're heard on the Westwood One satellite. So a lot of different ways to hear us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there traveling coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. And, of course, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail across the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and petroleum products to make sure we have stuff to go with when we need to go. And, by the way, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and you can also follow us on MeWe, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to go out to California, and we're going to see if we can locate this guy in that big heat cloud that's out there, because it's warm again out there in California. We'll be telling you more about that in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it is currently a balmy, are you ready for this? 85 degrees with clear skies right here in Tampa, Florida.
Wow, that is really
something. A balmy 85 degrees.
Yep, that's pretty wild. We're at 66 degrees.
It's
yep.
Very humid. I was outside a little while ago, about an hour ago, and I couldn't believe it. I walked outside, and the heat hit me right in the face. I went, you got to be kidding me. I was thinking, because I didn't look at the temperature, I figured we were going to have a little different night tonight. Nope, not to happen. All right, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And I'm going to say something about the pledge right now, because there's been some people that have challenged us in the past about the pledge. But the pledge says that you're promising to be true to the United States of America. That's about it. When you say, I pledge allegiance, you promise to be true. When you say to the flag, that's the symbol of our country. When you say of the United States of America, well, each state that is joined to make our country is who we're talking about. And to the republic, a republic is a country where the people choose others to make laws for them. The government is for the people and by the people. And for which it stands, the flag means the country. One nation means a single country. Under God means the people believe in a supreme being. And, of course, we know that the United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and values. Indivisible means the country cannot be split into parts, and with liberty and justice means with freedom and fairness, and for all means for each person in the country, you, me, and everybody else. Now, I said that because people need to start listening to that a little bit more and start paying attention to it and stop giving in to these clowns that are trying to change our country right out from underneath us. We have the power. We, the people, have the power. We have the numbers to bring our country back to its fundamental roots if we just merely get out and vote.
Well, well said. Absolutely.
That's all we got to do. So I'm all in. How about you?
Well, I think, yeah, we're all in. Everybody, hopefully, is going to be all in.
Have you seen my new push that I'm doing right now?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so you got to go over there and say, I'm all in, too.
Right, exactly.
Because that's exactly. That's the new phrase. It's not a group, but it's going to be one of our missions at the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook, our Facebook page, and all our different Facebook groups that we've got. And we've got almost 300,000 people now following us with the groups that we have. That's a total number. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we're very proud of that. We've worked very long and hard to do that. Now, the FBI is at it again, and we're going to get into this in a little bit more detail when we come back. But, Kyle, have you heard of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FSIC? That's FSIC.
Right, right.
Have you heard about it?
Right, of course, yeah.
Okay, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, not to be confused with the FISA court, has accused the FBI of improperly using surveillance powers to search for information on a U.S. senator, a state lawmaker who happened to be a senator, and a state judge. How about that?
Well, that's very, very explosive, absolutely. And as you said, we'll get into it on the other side of the break.
That is the very next thing. The very next thing that's going to bust wide open here in the FBI's face. And you are right, Kyle. We'll get into that when we come back from the break, which we're headed for right now. Weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. Hope you're having a great time and a great weekend planned for you. Stay in the air conditioning if you gotta. Otherwise, it's a great day to go to the beach. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, I want to remind you that this segment of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. That, of course, is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy. You've seen him selling pillows for a number of years, 20 years to be exact, and he's now having his 20th year anniversary, having sold well over 80 million MyPillows. That's amazing. And right now, he's got a deal where you can buy one and get one on a regular size pillow for $19.98. And then he's got the queen size pillow, which is the one that's about a size and a half bigger than the standard one. And that's, so you save $50 on it, you get that pillow for $19.98. And for just $10 more, you get the big king size pillow, which is even bigger than that, which is another deal where you save $50. Now, this is unbelievable because the stuff that he's got there right now, if you didn't need to have it, you're going to take a look at that and go, my God, where was this when I needed sheets, when I needed towels? Well, it's there again, folks. It's there again. You need towels. You need sheets. You need a mattress topper. You need a mattress. You need pet beds. You got a dog or cat that, you know, you want to get something nice for them. How about some nice slippers? You want that and a whole bunch extra of stuff in there? Anything you can think of that goes along with your sleep and your bedroom and whatnot? He's got it all. MyPillow.com. And some of the items that he's got, you can save 80% on. That's right, 80% on some selected items. So go to MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And if you want to give him a call and talk to a live person who's there right now, 24-7, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com or call 800-641-5459. And don't forget, your promo code is always going to be one word, Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning.
Okay, folks, we're not talking about the FISA court. This is another court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, known by the initials FSIC, has accused the FBI of improperly using their surveillance powers to search for information on a U.S. senator, a state senator, and a state judge, all of which are a violation of their privacy and under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It only permits the government to conduct targeted surveillance of foreign people located outside the U.S. None of these people were foreign. They were in the U.S., and they were representatives of the then government. Now, the violations were revealed in a redacted version of the FISSC's 2023 Section 702 certification opinion, which was released Friday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Now, with the assistance of electronic communication service providers, they tried to acquire foreign intelligence information about what this U.S. senator, who remains unnamed, this state senator, who remains unnamed, and this state judge, who remains unnamed, were trying to find out. Now, there have been reports of the FBI abusing Section 702 to search for information on suspects connected to the events of January 6, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol, and on those involved in the George Floyd protests in 2020. So, Kyle, this is a huge story in the offing that I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about.
Well, just like the abuse of the FISA court, this is right up there, Captain. And, of course, we understand that we do know, as you said, about a state senator, a judge, and I believe a senator as well. But according to the American
US
Civil
senator.
Liberties Union, U.S. senator, that's mm-hmm. right. And according to the American Civil Liberties Union, they're finding out that it looks like an operations specialist actually ran the Social Security number of a state judge who would get this, simply complained about to the FBI about alleged civil violations perpetrated by a municipal chief of police. So, you know, in our society, if you're asking questions, legitimate questions, are you supposed to be probed by a particular, you know, sort of secret section of the FBI or this kind of thing? This isn't what we're designed to do.
Well, this again is the deep state. And these are some of the 89 people who Barack Obama made permanent appointees to the FBI, the CIA, and the National Intelligence Group. And you're not able to fire them because they're permanent employees. You're not able to fire them. They can be fired if they steal something. They can be brought up on charges if they do something like this. But as far as just going out and firing them, can't do it.
Well, that's right. This is one of those times, of course, where you think about civil liberties, and you don't have to be conservative or liberal to be concerned about civil liberties. For example, Alan Dershowitz is not a conservative. He did not vote for Donald Trump, but he is a civil libertarian, and he has been one of the most vocal people about many of these kinds of violations or political persecutions about somebody in a party with which he would never vote for. But that's the core of the civil liberties that undergird our society.
Yes, yes, and yes. Now, we're going to talk about this in the military segment coming up, but we have a new chief of staff for the United States Navy. For the first time in history will be a woman, a senior admiral who's been at the Pentagon as a number two person for a couple of years, and we'll get into who she is and what she's about and why President Biden apparently went beyond the recommendation of the Secretary of Defense, who normally names who the next chief of staff of the military services is going to be, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard. And he went against that, and we'll just see how this works out. But we'll get into that when we do the military segment. Now, Congressman Comer has come out and said Hunter Biden faces a total of 10 criminal referrals, which apparently the DOJ and the FBI don't want to bring against him.
Well, that's exactly right. In other words, the situation continues to worsen for Hunter Biden. You know, we had heard basically he was going to kind of skate on so many of these things. We heard from the whistleblower on Thursday that at every turn they were looking at felonies, but all this got, you know, turned down, or basically there was some other kind of influence. So Hunter Biden really was dodging all these things. But you're right. James Comer is saying this could be coming back now.
Well, 10 different charges, and at least 3 were felonies.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And the more and more that this comes out, the more and more of this drip, drip, drip about Hunter Biden, his exploits, the connections between the big guy and Hunter Biden, and so on and so forth, it's just really going to be explosive, I think.
And this Robert F. Kennedy thing from the other day is still going full speed ahead as the Democrats are still trying to silence him.
Well, that's right. I mean, what better example do we need than actually trying to silence him at the hearing? You know, they didn't want him to speak. And he has this term, he calls it malinformation. It's not information that isn't true. It's actually information that is true, but is simply inconvenient, as in his words, to the government or to those in power. And so he's got quite a foundation now of, you know, leading a charge about people wanting him not to speak. And this is going to not go, it's not going to end well, I think, for the Democrats, because he's not going to give up.
Well, his appearance in front of that congressional committee managed to help him raise $5 million the day of the appearance in his campaign.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's huge. You know, so again, you know, trying to silence people, trying to censor something, typically winds up simply making it stronger, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, you have to go out there with truth. You have to go out there with good argumentation. People are going to say all kinds of strange stuff, but hopefully people will be discerning. And if you have the winning argument that holds water, you'll win the day.
And when we come back from the break that we're headed for here in just a few seconds, we're going to talk once again about the speculation of a third-party candidate for president. And this group that's surfaced again that apparently is being talked about a lot when it comes to the third-party candidacy. And there's an unserious plan for this no-labels party to come through, and Joe Manchin's name keeps being popped up there. We'll see. We'll talk about it again when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a weekend edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge in Florida has pushed to May 2024 the prospective date of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial over his handling of classified documents left at his Mar-a-Lago resort, the judge rejecting an effort by the former president to delay the trial until after the 2024 presidential campaign. Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
Well, fortunately in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure. What we're doing is you're seeing a lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle here in just a second. We've got to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan that I've been taking for going on 13 years right now for two reasons. It works. And I mean it works for me. Now, to get the best results, it should be taken on a regular basis. And, of course, Relief Factor should be taken with food, especially when you start out in the morning, which is what I do. Whenever I have my first meal, that's when I take my Relief Factor. And I take one packet a day. Four capsules are in the little individual packets. And because of what's in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps my body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that I've had for a number of years now. That problem has since been brought under control by what happened to me and got me in the hospital and this, that, and the other and all that. But it will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise, whatever the problem is you got going on, your daily living, or maybe you got an old nagging injury from your days when you played sports or whatnot, or maybe something else from an accident or maybe a wound you got. But Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas by going to the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at its source. The best part of it is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it will also support a healthy response to inflammation. It will decrease discomfort. And all you got to do to find out more is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. and try the 1995 3-week quick start. And you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. You'll probably know sooner. ReliefFactor.com/Captain 1995 on the 3-week quick start. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. 1995 on the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Go over there, try it out, see the other health products they have for sale there too, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, Kyle, what is the No Labels group? Now, it's not a party yet, but it could be. And some people are now saying, especially Democrats, the unserious plan is out there to run a third party in 2024 known as the No Labels group.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's, they're calling themselves, I think, or have been referred to as a centrist group.
Yep.
But we'll see about that. But ultimately, but what the No Labels group is talking about, and there's really a lot of ifs involved here, Captain. There's, for example, they will field a vice president, or president and vice presidential candidate by Super Tuesday. But get this, if it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. And if they see that the group has a lot of support for some alternative, and then they, and if they see a path to win. So they're talking about this. They are getting money from different donors. We don't know exactly who yet. People are trying to find that out. But yes, they're saying that they will do this if certain things happen. But we'll see.
Now, the No Labels group is backed by a bunch of large donors. There is an effort being made to find out who the large donors are. So far, that hasn't resulted in any results. Now, they're exploring the possibility of backing a third-party candidate against the Republican and Democratic nominees for president in 2024, as you said, if they don't care for who they see going up against each other. Now, in New Hampshire, on Monday of this past week, the group hosted an event, which really led to some interesting speculation, with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who was in New Hampshire to speak about politicking.
Well, that's right. And so Senator Manchin could be involved in something like this, but he's actually been pretty clear, at least up to this point, that he doesn't get into races to spoil them. He gets in them to win them, basically, because there is a great view here that what a third-party candidate would do would not necessarily win the White House, but would throw the election one way or the other.
Now we're going to take
major candidate.
We're going to take a closer look at their positions because the group's proposed policies are marketed as a moderate political solution in the vein of the 1990s era with politicians like John McCain and Bill Clinton, though it's exactly unclear as to whether or not they have enough support amongst the electorate to get their policies out there. Now, after taking a closer look, the group supports mass amnesty along with a closed border and gives vague statements on the Second Amendment. They say one thing and then the next time around they contradict what they said to begin with. And it promises a commitment to tackling crime, but also an emphasis on community policing, which just doesn't work. And it also argues for securing democracy overseas with America's military might, and espouses a pro-abortion ideology with some limits. That's their positions while taking a closer look. Very vague, some of it, very vague.
Well, I think, of course, that would have to be, you know, much more fleshed out as the election would go on, as the campaign would go on. But generally speaking, you know, they're trying to tap into this idea that some people will say, you know, I don't really like the extremes of either party. I want something a little bit more in the middle, you know, and they're probably looking at some of these polls and saying, well, you know, most people in the country have some sort of thought about abortion. and many don't want it to be, you know, 24/7 on demand at any time, anywhere. They do want some restrictions on it. So I think they're trying to look at what they can craft that sounds centrist. And you mentioned the 90s. Well, that was when Bill Clinton came out and said the era of big government is over. And of course, that's anathema now to people like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the rest of them.
Yeah, it was anything but over. It was bigger than it ever was, and a lot more money got thrown out the window. And, of course, we had Hillary in charge of health care, remember, and that didn't fly. Now, why this all matters, Kyle, is because the fundraising success of No Labels right now is suggesting that there is discontentment with the presumptive Democratic nominee, President Joe Biden, amongst the donor class. Now, this could tilt 2024 towards Donald Trump, leading Democrats to loudly oppose the organization, and Arizona Democrats have already tried to sue to find out even more about its donors with no success. Now, here's the kicker in all this. Despite presenting her group as a way to escape party policies, the CEO of No Labels is a former Clinton campaign aide who promises that she would rather shut down the No Labels group rather than risk giving Donald Trump the election. Do we know who this woman is?
I don't have a name for her at this point, but it doesn't sound too centrist, does it? I mean, it sounds like they're in it specifically somehow about Donald Trump again. It's either they're going to be in it to win it and provide a centrist platform because they think that's what the country wants or needs, or is it just a strategic ploy? You know, when you say things like that, that sounds like a strategic ploy.
Well, I think they're just throwing an idea out there to see what's going to happen, and they are getting money. They are definitely getting money. So if nothing else, they're going to be one of these big political action groups of some sort that's going to be running a bunch of advertisements on television come the primary season, I do believe.
Well, I think you're right about that. Third parties, though, generally speaking, are very difficult to field. It's very difficult to break through the Republican-Democrat structure that's there right now. Even Joe Manchin, if he was their nominee, he would have to explain how he's going to govern. Is he going to be more like a Democrat, or is he going to be more like a Republican? Who's he going to get to put into these positions? I mean, the list goes on, and without the party structure beneath you, undergirding everything, it's very difficult, and they could find themselves in a very bad position in terms of these campaign questions.
Well, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
Well, exactly. I mean, you go back to Teddy Roosevelt and the Bull Moose Party. You know, you can go back to Ross Perot. He tried that. Of course, we saw what the results were. It did
19%. 19%.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It did affect the election, but it wasn't a case where Ross Perot was really going to get elected president. And then Trump actually tried to. He kind of had the best of both worlds. He ran in 2016 as that outsider, happened to be in the Republican Party, and he won. But you know, that's a difficult thing to repeat.
Right. Okay, hold that thought, folks. I hear the music coming up in my ear. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with the Highway and Byway Report, which has changed a little bit. It looks a little bit better. There's a reprieve of sorts over the weekend for heat, high heat, but we may be replaced by something else called rain and thunderstorms. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
On a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. Small town.
is Jason Aldean, and that's the song that's got everybody all concerned, and it's got the Country Music Channel, CMT-TV, probably on their last legs of existence because they are now being pretty much not watched by the country music community. And Kyle, I'm going to bring him in here. I am not surprised at all to hear that because the good old folks in the small towns of which I was a part of for a number of years, and they just don't take highly to that sort of stuff.
Well, no. I mean, it's a very interesting song, and we all kind of understand why he wrote it that way.
I got it.
Was trying to. Yep. Yeah, exactly. But in terms of CMT, you know, it's a decision. If they make that decision, then there can be the idea that viewers are going to stop watching your channel if they don't agree with your decision on that. So, I mean, it's something they had. I think they should have probably considered a little more. But yeah, I mean, you saw what happened to Bud Light.
I have two words to say. I have two words and two companies to mention as a result of what you just said. Bud Light and Target.
Right.
And by the way, Bud Light's losses are now around $160 billion with a B.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh, that's so, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to qualify that. That's the total losses when you throw Disney into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but again, we'll see how all this sort of pans out. I haven't seen any statements from CMT, so we don't know what their process is behind all this.
They're going to backtrack. They're going to have to because if they don't, they're going to lose what they got. Okay. Well, let me read this and get going. Much of July has seen quite a spike in heat across the southern tier of the U.S., especially the desert southwest, across Texas and into parts all the way to Florida and out there where you're at, where it's going to continue over the weekend, especially in the deserts of California and Arizona and Nevada, where the heat temperatures or the heat index is going to be probably up around 115, 120. Actual temperatures will be over 100 degrees again. Looks like Phoenix is going to be right there again over the weekend. So what the heck is going on there, Kyle?
Well, more hot temperatures, and we're going to start up in Montana this morning. We've got a heat advisory that's going on there. High temperatures could be 100 or 103. This is covering mostly the western part of the state, starting at about Billings and heading on over towards North Dakota and South Dakota. That's going to be in effect, we think, until about Monday or so. So you want to be careful if you're heading through that area. Heat advisories in southern Idaho, including Boise and Pocatello, Twin Falls, over into southern Oregon as well, where we've got heat advisories. Also, we've got some bad fire weather that's going on there. You can have gusty westerly winds. Will likely come across southwestern Ohio and then also to the extreme southeastern Oregon area. So you want to be aware of that if you're trucking through that area. Likewise, northern Nevada, heat advisory. Southern Nevada, extreme heat warning. And that's where we really start to get into it, Captain. And especially right now in Las Vegas, it's 100 degrees if you're traveling down the strip right now. And then over into Arizona, we've got extreme heat warnings going on there. Phoenix checking in at 101. And also, of course, the high desert of California. In the coastal areas, it's not quite as bad. It's not quite as hot. But as soon as you get inland, you get those huge excessive heat warnings going on, temperatures into the triple digits. Easy. Also throughout the California Central Valley as well. Quick check of our radar right now. New Mexico, if you're coming down I-15 out of Colorado, you've got rain coming across the road from Maxwell down to about Wagon Mound. Also, you've got some rain coming across I-40. This is going to be east of Santa Rosa on your way to Tucumcari, so be careful there. And then also just a little bit west of Las Cruces as you go over towards the border on I-10, so be careful because you got rain coming there right as you start to head over to Arizona. Be careful out there.
Well, the heat is going to be in the deep south, I-10 and down I-35, down towards Laredo and down towards Eagle Pass in Texas. It's not going to quite go all the way down to the valley, Brownsville, Harlingen, down that way, but it'll still be warm. It just won't be as warm. And the heat warnings now come out of Eagle Pass and the angle all the way up to Houston and Beaumont and up towards Natchitoches and
Texas, and then up towards, let's see here, up towards Austin. San Antonio is included in this, but it's narrowed down considerably from what it was with the 100-plus degree actual temperatures and then all the heat feel-like temperatures after that. Now, going over towards Louisiana, you've got all of I-10, all of I-12 inundated in warm weather. You've also got the lower part of Mississippi going across I-10, as well as going up U.S. 49, about 40 or 50 miles north of I-10. And then pretty much centered from I-10, Mobile, Pensacola, over towards Tallahassee, and up into Big Bend in Florida. That's where the heat wave stops at the moment, the warning stop, and then it goes right back down to South Florida, where down in South Florida from about West Palm Beach straight across to Naples, you're going to have really hot temperatures again to the south of there all the way down into the Keys. Now, it's going to be warm elsewhere, and as I said, right now where I'm at here in Tampa, Florida, it's 85 degrees in the middle of the night with clear skies. Now, that is warm and that is humid, so it's definitely going to be a scorcher here. We just haven't had the 100-plus degree temperatures that everybody else has had, but you don't need to worry about that because it feels like it when you go outside, whether it's that temperature or not. And, of course, going up the East Coast, I don't see much of anything to bother anybody except maybe a little rain in South Jersey. Might be a little bit of flooding up there still in New England. And thank God the rain has quit in New Hampshire, where they didn't need to see any more there, Kyle.
That's exactly right, yes.
Okay, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about their My Rewards Plus app where you can get great offers, save money. Also, you can earn points and things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, check out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline this summer at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers as well. Again, simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and of course, top of the hour coming up here. That means that we got some things that your stations want to tell you about because they want to pay some of their bills, and that is what goes on. You know, you stay on the radio because of the sponsors you got, and we've got some really good ones over the years. We've got quite a list of people. I've had people asking me how you advertise here in the program. Well, go to the website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and it'll tell you right there, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It'll tell you. And, of course, don't forget your local stations. That's a great avenue. You're a local person, and you've got local products. You should be talking to them. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren 2, hour number 2 of the Weekend Edition, coming up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.